Let me ask you, from that long career you had from Gloucester, would you like to pick your dream team? Who would you put on your team sheet first?
Well, I think you'd have to
Favourite
put.
fullback?
I think you'd have to put Butler. That's really the only one I really played with. I think Clues. I mean, I would pick John
Can you
Dinnis.
say why?
Well, prolific try scorer. John Dix, I think, a friend. A good friend, really, more so than ability, but a very good player. Centres, I always liked this Brian Vine. I thought he had a little bit of class, and maybe Bayliss for his. Oh God, I'm seeing Moggy there now.
I was going to
I'm
say,
seeing. I can't. I
there'd be some
mean,
arguments.
I would pick Vine and Mogg then. I'm sorry, John, you're going to have to be on the bench. Outside Anne, I think Tommy Palmer, I think for his all-round ability. God, dear, full scrum half. I mean, we had so many, Owler, Kingston, Boothie, Spalding. I'd go for Spalding, only just, sorry, Mickey. Front row, I think, picks itself. Cowling, Nichols, Burton. Second row, I think I'd still go for Rennie and Jarrett. I don't know. I mean, Boyle's got a good point, I think. Fiddler, maybe. Back row, Smith. It'd have to be Pott. And I think I'd put John Ains on the. I think I'd go on the bench. I'd put John Ains. Yeah, I think that would be it. That'd be a good side.
That's interesting. Yeah, certainly. Yeah. Fearsome front row
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, you could pick a lot of good sides there.
Yeah.
When you look through it, you think, oh, Christ, why did I pick him? Why did I pick him? There's only 15 places in there.
If a youngster came up to you today and asked for your advice on, playing as a wing forward, what would you say?
Well, I'd look at him and see if he's not 16 stone. I'd say, well, start putting some weight on, which I don't really agree with. I'm not a great lover of this weights putting on and building up and having 5 meals a day. But if he really wants to get on, I think he's got to bulk himself up. Speed, I don't think is important, but not so much, I think. I think endurance. So you've got to get your stamina. But I'd also say, just be aware, there's only going to be a few who's going to make it. So don't set your heart on it, because you maybe have to go and get on that machine and start turning them handles like I did.
I don't think there are many of the current squad who run over Robinswood Hill, are
I wouldn't have thought so, no. Oh, I tell you, that's the one thing I do miss. I get a bit of problem now in my knee, so I'm frightened to go on running. I actually run from 3 o'clock till about 4:30 every Saturday, if I can, refereeing. I seem to get through that. But you say run, catch a bus, I tell him I'll get the next one.
Well, I've seen you refereeing at Cheltenham Civil Service, and I haven't noticed you having any trouble getting around the pitch yet.
No, it's actually it's not too bad now. I'm taking a couple of weeks off. I do a bit of mentoring now. I got some referees that I go and have a look at and try and help them out. Yeah, I quite enjoy it.
Well, you're turning into Pete Shortell now, are you?
Yeah.
At the time you were playing, and particularly when you were captain, what was the relationship like with the Gloucester Club Committee?
The thing I could never understand was there were so many. I mean, like now, I think maybe you've got a coach and maybe forwards coach and maybe a backs, and that's it. I can remember when I was sitting in some of the selections, you know, there would be 10 or 15 people there, maybe, not so much that, at least 10 people there. And they all put their little bits in, and, you know, I mean, I'm saying 9 times out of 10 I got what I wanted, but so there'd be odd times when you get overruled where you think, you know, the captain and coach really should be doing the picking. But I always had a very good understanding. You know, I've never had any problems with people at King's Home. They're always helpful.
Who were the most helpful of the committee members then?
Well, I think Mike Nichols, when he stopped playing, was always supportive. I mean, Mickey Booth's always been very supportive. I mean, Pete Ford, apart from trying to get me to prop, he was okay, yeah. I think most people were. I couldn't really signal any specific people.
Yeah.